So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin said, Rachel Shalai Bichra V'yolvish Ne'zacharim V'yotzish Ne'rashen Ka'achas. The sheep gave birth for the first time to twins, and their heads emerged at the very same time. Chacham Ma'imrim Iyef Shalat Samsim Echad Lai V'ech L'Kayin. He keeps one sheep and gives the other to the Kayin. The Mishnah cites a Machlekes in the Chacham's ruling. Tarfen Oimer HaKayin Bari Lai Se'yafa. The Kayin chooses for himself the better one because Ahu Debari Nafik Bereisha. We assume that the healthier one emerged first and is the Bechar, and it's not really a Safik. And the Gemara explains, Shuman Yehei Beinayin. The amount with which one is better than the other is in dispute between them, and therefore, Amalei LeKayin, I see right the Bechar Hu B'Shakal. The Yisrael says to the Kayin, you must prove which one is the Bechar. Therefore, the Kayin gets the weaker animal. And Rabbi Kiva continues, Vashayni Yirat Sheistav. The one that the owner keeps is put out to pasture until it develops a blemish and can then be sold or eaten by the owner since it is a Safik Bechar. Mishnah continues with the Machloikis. V'chayiv b'matanis, Rabbi Yisi Paiter. When the owner slaughters the animal that he kept, the Tanakama, which the Gemara later identifies as Remeir, says he's obligated to give the Kohen the Zroya l'chayayim l'akeva, while Rabbi Yisi says it is exempt. And the Gemara explains. If Tanakama holds chayiv b'matanis, the Kohen ba'al of Mishnei Tzedadim. The Kohen has a two-pronged claim to the matanis. He can claim, I b'chayru kule didehu, I loy b'chayru hav l'matanis minei. If this one is the b'char, it's totally mine. And if it's not the Bechar, it's obligated matanis. However, B.C. Paita, because Asu she'ena zeche kezeche, ba'avagav delay matali yade, commanda matali yade, bezabni li Yisrael b'mume. We treat the Kain as if he acquired the Bechar, and although he never received it since it was only a Safik Bechar, we consider it as if he received it and sold it back to the owner with a blemish in exchange for the other animal that he received. Therefore, if the animal was truly a Bechar, the Kain is not entitled to its matanis. Accordingly, the Gemara explains, Hakol ma'idim b'safik b'chayr she'in chalif and b'yad koin she'chay b'matanis. Rabbi Yisi agrees that if there is an individual safik b'chayr with no other animal in the safik, such as in a case where one of them was a female, the male safik b'chayr which the owner keeps is obligated matanis because we cannot say that it is considered as if the koin received it and sold it back to the owner because the koin did not get the other animal. Therefore, the koin has the two-pronged claim. Additionally, Hakol ma'idim b'safik ma'isa shapata min matanis. Remeir agrees in a case where the Meiser Behemah got mixed up with other animals, and each one is now a Safik Meiser. And the halacha is, Kulam Yirat Sheistav V'yechlu B'mumen L'Bayil. In this case, when the owner slaughters one of them, he's exempt from Matanis because the Kohen does not have a two-pronged claim, because if it is Meiser, the Kohen does not receive the Matanis. Mishnah continues, Meis Echad Mehen. If one of the two animals died, Reb Tarfon Noemi Yachleiku, they divide the remaining animal. Reb Kiva Imer, HaMitzim Mechaber, Olav Araya. The Kohen bears the burden of proof to take it from the owner, and since he cannot prove that this is the Bechar, the owner keeps it. Now, the reasoning of Rabbi Kiva is understood. However, the Gemara challenges Reb Tarfon with two questions. Why does Reb Tarfon rule to divide the animal? Reb Tarfon ruled earlier that we can assume that the healthier animal is the Bechar. Therefore, Nechsi, I shamin mis the koinu, v'hai de'ika the balabayas. The kachosh mis, the balabayas mis, v'hai de'ika the koinu. If the healthier animal survived, it should belong to the kain. If the weaker animal survived, it should belong to the owner. And the Gemara answers, Chazabai Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon retracted from his previous ruling, and he holds it's a Suffolk, and they divide it equally. However, the Gemara continues to ask that if it's a Suffolk, Reb Tarfon would agree to the universally accepted halacha of Hamitziv Mechaver Olabaraya. Therefore, the Gemara answers by elaborating as follows. Hakol Maidim Bishnaim Shefkidu Eitzel Raya Shemenech Rebineim Omestalik. Both Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva agree that if two people each entrusted a Sheba with an animal, and one of the animals dies, and we do not know whose it was. And likewise, in our case, if the remaining Safa Bechayr is in the possession of a shepherd, all agree that Yechleiku, the shepherd simply places the animal between them, withdraws from the dispute, and they divide it. On the other hand, Echad Shehefkid Eitzel Balabayis, Hamitzim Mechaver, Olav Araya. Both Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva agree that if someone entrusted another person with this animal, and an animal in the flock of that person died and we do not know whose it was, and likewise in our case, if the remaining Safa Bechayr is in the possession of the owner, all agree that Hamitzim Mechaver, Olav Araya. The burden of proof rests on the claimant, in our case, the Kayin, and he cannot demand his animal. The Machlekes Reb Tarfon Reb Akiva in our Mishnah is only in a case where the twin animals were born in the property of the owner, the Yisrael, and the Kayin was the shepherd. Reb Tarfon says, Yechleiku, because he holds, the owner grants the Kayin rights to his property for the purpose of acquiring the Bechor immediately upon birth, and to raise it there since this is a mitzvah. The disputed animal is in shared property and not in any one of the disputants' distinct possession. Therefore, they divide it. However, the owner does not grant the kohen rights to his property because this could cause the owner a loss, as in our case of a safek. Therefore, the disputed animal is in the owner's property, and the kohen must prove his claim to the animal. The above discussion was all in the case of where one mother gave birth for the first time to shnei zachar, and both are a safek bechar. The Mishnah concludes, however, zachar v'nekeva ein kan l'kohen klum. If one of the animals is a female, the kohen does not receive anything because there is only one safek bechar, the male, since if the female was born first, there is no bechar. The previous Mishnah discussed a case of one mother giving birth to two offspring. The following Mishnah discusses two mothers giving birth, each to one or two offspring, and we do not know which mother gave birth to which offspring. Many of the halachas in this Mishnah are the same as in the previous Mishnah and were explained earlier. Zok the Mishnah, Shtei Rechelev Shalei Bikru, V'yoldu Shnei Zecharim, Shneim L'Kayin. If someone's two sheep each gave birth to a firstborn male, both lambs go to the Kayin because they're both a Bechor Vavai. Zachar v'nekeva, ha-zachar l'kayin. If one lamb is a male and the other a female, the male goes to the kayin because he's a bechor vadei. Shnei zacharim v'nekeva, echad lei v'echad l'kayin. If one animal bore a male and the other a male and a female, the kayin only receives one of the males because the other might not be a bechor, since he may have been preceded by the female. Since we do not know which lamb is the bechor, Reb Tarfon Omer, ha-kayin baru le'asayafa, the kayin chooses for himself the better one. B'kiva Omer, misham le'beinayin, the kayin gets the weaker animal. And even though trei mechada v'chad mechada, one mother bore one lamb and the other bore two lambs, we do not assume hachti li dechad shavach tfei, the one who only bore one lamb gave birth to the better animal. The Bekiva continues, v'hasheni yirat sheyistayv, the one that the owner keeps is put out to pasture until it develops a blemish and can then be sold or eaten by the owner. V'chayv b'matanis, Rabbi Yisi paiter, when the owner slaughters the animal that he kept, the Tanakhama says he's obligated to give the kayin the zroi l'chayim v'keva, while Rabbi Yisi says it is exempt. If one of the two animals died, they divide the remaining animal. The owner keeps it. The Mishnah continues, if one gave birth to a female, and the other to a male and a female, or we find four lambs, two males and two females, the kohen does not get any of the lambs because the male or males are a safek bechar. The Mishnah continues, achas bikra v'achas loy bikra v'yolda shnei zacharim, echad loy v'echad l'kohen. If one of the animals had given birth previously, and they each gave birth to one male, one animal goes to the kohen because only one is a bechor. In this case, too, Reb Tarfon Omer, ha-kohen bar le'asa yafa, the kohen chooses for himself the better one. Reb Akiva Omer, misham b'nei, and the kohen gets the weaker animal. And we do not assume hach dole bikra shvech tvei, the one who is not giving birth for the first time gave birth to the better animal. Akiva continues, v'asheni yirat sheyistayv, the one that the owner keeps is put out to pasture until it develops a blemish and can then be sold or eaten by the owner. V'chayv b'matanis, Rabbi Yisi paiter. Tanakhama says, it is obligated matanis. Rabbi Yisi says, it's exempt. And the Mishnah explains, Rabbi Yisi oimer kol shechalifa b'yad kayin patim n'matanis. Since the kayin got one lamb, the other lamb that the owner kept is exempt from matanis because we treat the kayin as if he acquired this animal and sold it back to the owner with a blemish in exchange for the animal he received. Therefore, if the animal is truly a bechar, the kayin is not entitled to its matanis. However, Meir Mechayev, he owes the matanis regardless, either as matanis of an ordinary animal or as part of a bechar. In this case, meis echad men, if one of the two animals died, Reb Tarfon Omer yachleiku, b'kiva oimer mitzmech aver olav araya. Mishnah concludes, zachar v'nekeva inkan l'kohen klum. If the two animals gave birth to a male and a female, and we don't know which one was firstborn, the kohen does not receive any animal.